good,
the bad,
and the ugly.
The ugly.
Hello, Terrence.
Hello, Darren.
What are we talking about today?
I tell you what, I don't know whether you know about this or not, but the Department of Education is once again offering the Funza Lushaka bursary program. And basically, they're promoting teaching as a profession. So bursaries are available to enable eligible students to complete a teaching qualification in an area of national priority. And they want them to teach subjects like mother tongue or home languages, maths and science, where there's a shortage of teachers. Now, I remember when teaching was once considered this noble profession. You know, it was more than just a job, it was a calling. But I think that the teaching profession had some really bad press of late. You know, there are problems with teachers not pitching up at school, them running businesses out of their classrooms, there's absenteeism, incidents of teachers raping and abusing children, incidents of teachers being racist, and generally negative reports. So what does this do to inspire the future generation of teachers? The kind of person that wants to go into teaching is now having second thoughts, asking themselves, you know, why should I go into a profession where that's probably what I'm going to have to put up with? It's this kind of abuse, a lack of respect, a lack of recognition by the people, the parents and the state that people think about before entering the profession. But the fact is, out of the 400,000 teachers that South Africa employs, which incidentally is the largest single employer in the country, we get lots of reports of a lot of teachers who are bad apples, but the majority of the 400,000 are hardworking, dedicated teachers, and you don't hear about them at all. So you can go to any school, and I dare you to get into your car and go to your nearest school, and even though there might be one or two bad apples, you will still find the majority are really good, hardworking people who care about children and who care about the future. But still, the fact is, for example, some teachers are running businesses from their classrooms, and this is totally unacceptable. They should focus on their tasks. They get paid to do a particular job, and that's what they should do. If you're unhappy in that job and you feel that you're underpaid, you should take it up with your union or quit and go and find another job you think you're competent to do or run that business.
I think that's where the biggest problem is. With the 26% unemployment in South Africa, teachers, nursing, and police become the default jobs that you get out of desperation. So the three jobs that should be taken up by people who have a passion and a calling are taken up by people who it's a first opportunity at employment.
Yes, and that's why these people are now running businesses out of their classrooms, which is, for me, completely unacceptable.
The prospect of saying to someone, if you're not going to be good at this, then quit, it's not really a prospect.
So but you should go and run your business, because we need businesses in this country, because businesses create employment. They're employers. But coming up, I'll tell you what else teachers are doing in their classrooms.
Okay. So, Terrence, tell me what other things teachers are doing in their classrooms.
So, the other thing that I've found is that many teachers are running extra classes at schools. For example, I know of a maths teacher that charges a fortune for extra tuition after school. Now, this is completely acceptable, but she's so slack in the class because she knows parents pay for extra class and help outside class time. This teacher should not be allowed to operate, and especially not the children she's teaching from Monday to Friday. Yeah. If she's says to you as a parent, your child is struggling, I recommend that you get some extra lessons. Here's a list of credible tutors that you could use. For me, that would be acceptable. But it's a conflict of interest and a perverse incentive for a teacher to be offering extra lessons to the children that they teach Monday to Friday. The only time the teacher should be allowed to offer extra lessons if she says, every Wednesday afternoon, those kids that are struggling are invited to extra lessons at no charge. I will be there to help with these extra lessons for 45 minutes or an hour. Besides, a good teacher should be giving extra time to struggling learners and not offering it as a business. Also, if an entire class is signing up for extra maths lessons, what makes you think that this teacher who can't teach during normal school time would be able to do that because it's after hours? If the class is overcrowded and she feels more individual attention will assist the child, then she can organize a special session or differentiate their teaching. So obviously, this doesn't seem as terrible as a teacher running an estate agency from their classroom, or a taxi company that's benefiting from learner transport contracts, or a teacher running a catering business that benefits from the nutrition program, but it should be looked at because it's wrong. There have been lots of interesting debates recently around the quality of teaching as well as professional standards for teachers, and I think we need to have these conversations. We need to change the public discourse and the perception of teaching. Ultimately, we want a future generation of teachers that are going to be the best possible teachers for our country. And so we need to hold them to a higher standard. This means we need to recruit the best people into the profession and we need to treat them as professionals.
Going all the way back to the beginning, do you think the department's bursary program is a good one?
I think it's a fantastic idea. So what this Funza Lushaka bursary does is that it pays, say, for your 3 years of training, and then when you get appointed to the school, you have to give back 3 years of service.
That's
how it works, and I think it's an amazing idea. And I mean, I was a teacher for a long time before I even got into journalism, and I think that the teaching profession right now is not what it used to be.
You know what? That's the thing, though. The country is experiencing a new dawn, and you're quite right. They're callings. Teachers, nurses, policemen.
Hey, we were there.
It's not the same one. If you get into it because you need a job, and it's not your passion, and it's not your calling, please don't do it.
I agree.
Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.